We do have Coach Jeremy Thomas now from Hershey High School, the girls basketball coach and AD at Hershey High School. Coach Thomas, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Robert.
And Coach, I was just talking about, of course, about the unfortunate situation with Coach Miller, the unfortunate loss of him and the impact that he's had on many people. And I don't know him. You know, I'm fairly new to the area. I never got to meet Coach Miller. But as I was around town this morning, around the town of North Platte, and talked to some people, I ran into a guy that mentioned that he's the kind of guy that could be a father figure for you. He's the kind of guy that needed to be whatever type of mentor you needed. He could be that guy for individual kids. What are your thoughts on Coach Miller and the impact that he had on the Hershey Public School System and in the community?
Well, you know, Coach Miller has been here 31 years. This is his 31st year. And I mean, there's really no way to measure the impact that he's had. I mean, he's our K-12 PE teacher. He's our weights teacher. He's probably coached everything but tennis and golf and wrestling. I mean, he's even coached volleyball one time. I mean, he's the impact he has is just unbelievable, you know. And you know, he was currently our assistant football and head track coach. But the impact he had on elementary has probably been the biggest, you know, thing that, you know, anybody could see. Just even today at school, you know, most people, times if you lose a staff member, it's, you know, you're going to have high school effect here. I mean, this is every single kid in the school is affected by this because they see him every day. Not just that, he's, you know, been doing, I mean, as a basketball coach, people have asked me, you know, hey, seems like you're having some success. You know, how do you get your girls to be that successful? I mean, how do you get them to be that? I mean, fundamentally, they're just so sound in a lot of areas, and how do you get that? And I mean, my answer has always been, you got to have a Greg Miller, and I've always told that to a number of coaches. Find yourself a Greg Miller. You know, it's impossible for you to do it all on your own. But I mean, he just works with them. I mean, every Sunday during basketball season, he works for 2 hours with all elementary girls, and then for 2 more hours he does all elementary boys. You know, he just does fundamentals and just loves them, and that's something these kids have seen. You know, you ask them about Coach Miller, and the first thing they say was just how motivating he was, how inspiring he was. I think that's the huge impact. You know, you can talk about coaching, and you know, he built this girls program here. He took them to state back in the 90s and helped build it back up in the elementary program to the success we have today. Yeah, you can say all that success is really because of him, but the impact he has on all the lives of the children here for 31 years is unmeasurable.
You mentioned, of course, the impact on the lives of not just the high school students, the people that he coached and has been coaching, but also that those elementary kids. And one of the comments that I heard this morning, Jeremy, was that, you know, he makes you want to be there. He makes you want to do those things, and that goes right into the inspiring aspect that you just mentioned. And you know, I guess you kind of mentioned that you can see the impact in the elementary students, but how is everybody doing there at the public schools today?
You know, not good. I mean, it's always a terrible loss. Obviously, the impact, like we talked about, it's just one of those things. I think it's, you know, whether or not it's set in, but it's what's been amazing is, you know, yesterday we kind of opened the school up for some of our open gyms that were going on, and for kids to come in, and just today is just the stories that are out there about Greg. You know, the thing that you talked about, you know, just made every one thing he did. You know, I always say he wants to help people learn to be competitive, and he always did a good job at that. But the one thing that I think, you know, is the biggest thing he takes with him is that he made every kid feel like they had potential. And you could have a kid with 2 left feet or 2 right. I mean, just, you know, there's no potential really in much there athleticism wise, that he made you feel that you were important and made you feel that you had potential. And he made you feel like you wanted to put work in and wanted to put the time in. And, you know, he'd be in, the kids talked about today, you know, in the hallways between every class, he stands there and he's either singing or humming a tune or whistling, you know, or something, and it's just always positive. And that's what the kids have talked about. I told a story about 3 or 4 years ago. The college did a, they do it every year, kind of a survey with our kids at the, during the SBVA tournament time, and the college athletes do it with us and all the other schools. And one question was on there, you know, who's been your biggest inspiration? And I guarantee you probably 90% of those surveys said Coach Miller. And, you know, and that's the father figure that he is. We have a foreign exchange student here, and you know, it's been hard on her because that's been like a father figure to her. I mean, he takes you in. And if, I mean, he'll just grab you and pull you in. I mean, and it's just the love that he had for children and for students was just unmeasurable.